another crack at the size of government. New Zealand Initiative calling for an overhaul of our systems. We've got, they argue, one of the most complex cabinets in the developed world, three times as many portfolios as similar countries. We need a cabinet with about 15 to 20 policy areas and departments being cut from 43 to 20. Roger Partridge is the co-author of the report. He's back with us. Roger, morning.
Good morning, Mike.
We've been here before, haven't we? I mean, there's too much self-interest in New Zealand politics to ever make this happen, or is...
I don't think it's so much self-interest. It's just developed in a haphazard way, and it's time to step back and have a look at it. We've got 81 ministerial portfolios split across 28 ministers and 43 government departments. Other countries have about 20 of each. And so when you look at the organisational structure of executive government, it looks more like a maze than an org chart.
Yes, it does.
As we call it, spaghetti.
Yes, it does. Brian Roche is sort of doing some of the work. Are you hopeful in that?
I am hopeful, and it's good. As we've been working on this over the last 2 years, we produced a report in 2024, Cabinet Congestion, the Growth of a Ministerial Maze. And then we started consulting on this report earlier in the year, and hand in hand with that, Brian and Minister of Public Services, Judith Collins, have been looking at how they could consolidate some of our fragmented government departments. But it's more than that. It's ministerial positions. What we've done is we've just kept slicing pieces off portfolios and then giving them a new name. As a result, important policy areas like housing are split across multiple ministers. Housing reports to up to 12 ministers. If you think about the most important ones, the Minister for Housing, the Minister for Building and Construction, the Minister for Local Government, the Minister for Infrastructure, Transport, Environment. And when you slice key portfolio areas and splinter them across multiple ministers, you then get fragmented decision-making, a lack of accountability, and higher costs. One of the former prime ministers we consulted with said if a proposal needs a sign-off from six different ministers, that's six opportunities for other ministers or their officials to kill it. Yeah. And we've got to do something about that.
Well, let's hope we do. Roger, appreciate your work. Roger Partridge with the New Zealand Initiative, of course.